Blog Talk Radio.
They're doing it all alone. To you fellas, to you ladies, keep the faith and stay strong. Working two jobs but need two more, two more. Try not to get sick cause you're uninsured. Your credit score may not be high. Don't let that be the reason why you don't give things that extra try. Always try to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's that hustle in you that keeps you confident. You put your nose to the grind, all your strength behind it, and trust in the faith of blessings coming every way to find it. You never know the
girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm, that rhythm, that rhythm, that rhythm, that rhythm, that rhythm, that rhythm.
Doing life in prison, just another dummy caught up in the system. Unruly hooligan who belongs to Barbie. First getting a degree at Stanford or Harvard. And by my work ethic, the way I speak, yo, should it be mentally weak? First we in Malik, no, should it be trapped in the trap? Would you prefer that? Fourth grade reading level, but he knows how to rap. Are you amused by our struggles? The English that's broken, the weed that I'm smoking, the guns that I'm toting, the drugs that I'm selling, no need for improvements. And who you think I should be? Forward movement.
Melanated, shrouded in complexity. Brain charge shocking like electricity. Learn how translate happens organically. The media relates to what it thinks it sees. Judging steps and shoes of a path they never walk. Shot down in the blaze of a phrase is how they talk. Dark skin walk with a bot betrayed villain. I'm chilling, telling down at a DNA crime villain. Sublimate the youth, hypersexualizing women. They ain't got the strong enough hold, so they built a prison. Pumping false religions to all of these systems, every voice devoid of the truth. Come on,
black women,
black
men,
like a billionaire investing in the next dream. Certainly a head scratch
you like pocket big skillers capture, or a woman with the wisdom who's leading the way. The rarity is in the rear, but never today. Yup, man, picture a PD letting good records play. On the strength of what it is, not the finesse of your biz. And your lady calls you dirty, her dirt's under rug. You'll find out only if she tells you take her kiss and her cuz. And the answer for cancer in a prodigious kid's mind. Yes, the government will find learning is free for everyone. And from that lie, young leaders will rise in the eye of despair and adversity. In some universes, this will be true.
Everybody running when they see the storm coming, but whatever's gonna be, will be.
Sing,
yeah. Everybody running when they see the storm coming, but whatever's gonna be, will be.
Some will dash to the mountain, some will crawl. And the weakest amongst them, they will fall. But the strongest in faith, they will stand top.
Everybody running when they see the storm coming, but whatever's gonna be.
I just wanna feel as liberated as lions in Liberia. Cause recently my heart turned cold as Siberia. Cause everywhere I go being cold is the criteria. Let's see how well you know all your tribe trivia. Green and the white, we serving at Nigeria. North side of Queens, 192 is the area. This is for my dogs from Shih Tzus to Terriers. It's showtime tip, make sure they hear ya.
Dangerous kind of love we're making. But girl, I know that you can take it. Just make it right before you go. Yeah. We fight, we argue, make love next day. It's strange. Just like guns and roses. Just like guns and roses. If you win and I lose, spend my time trying to get back at you. Just like guns and roses. Just like guns and roses. We going at it all night. Cause baby, I know you can take it. They deserve why we make it. Now we both know that we should take it slow. Get jealous whenever we're together. It's just now and never. Been playing games forever, yeah. Oh, oh baby,
I know it's all just my fancy, you.
No, I'm going crazy. I get loud and we make up all in the same day. It's crazy. We're like guns and roses. Just like guns and roses. You stay and I go. Spend my days trying to get back to you. We're like guns and roses. We're like guns and roses. Going at it all night. Ooh, baby, I know you can take it.
I keep I have another great show lined up for y'all today on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. How are you? How you doing today, C?
I'm good. Can't complain.
Love it. I love it when that happens. I love it. Yeah, I'm good, too. The weather is deciding what it wants to do, but either way, we're going to make it a good day. Either way,
exactly.
It's going to be a good day.
Exactly.
And, oh, by the way,
and,
there's some people across the globe waiting to hear from you.
Okay. Well, let's get to it.
Yeah,
let's not
yeah.
disappoint them or, you know, let them wait any further after we do the universal greeting for everybody checking us out, listening right now. I say good morning, good afternoon, good night, buenos noches, buenos dias, konnichiwa, salam, namaste, takbatse, sakafet, como se va, nangadep, ailo, afa, parev, good day, nehoma, bonjour, bonsoir, what up, son, what up, though, assalamu alaikum, alafia, parev. What the business is, Askaske, where you at, Nef, Faubona, Suwabona, and yo, Leisau, Suwate, Mujukwe, Benvenue, Ke Paso, Ke Pasa, Osiya, Osiyo, Selam, Maaba, Wagwan, Wattenboy. Hey y'all, Basiva, Mani Zani, greetings to you and yours out there listening right now, wherever you are.
Yes, that is everybody. You know what we don't have? There's a greeting for the Martians. I'm sure there's one. Like, we have to watch ET or something so that we can, so, you know, we don't want to exclude anybody. Like, who are we to exclude, you know, other life?
That's right. That's
right?
True.
Perhaps,
yes.
You know, our guest Aurelia, she's very well traveled, and it's possible maybe she has a new greeting for us. Aurelia, are you there?
I'm here.
What's up?
What's up? And I think the greeting for Martian is Nanu Nanu.
Nanu, Nanu. We can do that,
right.
Nanu.
Right.
I remember Nanu Nanu from Mork and Mindy.
Yes.
Well, whatever planet he was from, I don't remember what planet he was from.
Mork from Ork. I think it was Mork from Ork. Yeah.
Mork, that's right, from Ork. And I'm
Mork
just,
from Ork.
Okay, I'm glad
yeah.
you remember all this. Uh huh. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to Atlanta.
Thank you so
much. Okay. So, yeah, you're joining us today because you have a really special project that you're working on, and we thought it would be important to share that with folks. The
yes.
Village Mayor Etiquette, right? Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then tell us a little bit about the Etiquette program.
Well, you've worked with me before, Rachel, so you know that I
uh-huh.
am a multifaceted, multidimensional woman,
uh-huh.
to say the least. I'm a native of New York, and I grew up in Brooklyn, born and raised in Brooklyn, and I have I attended one of those performing arts high schools, so I had the pleasure of watching some of your current talent who's really doing well when they were in their beginning stages. So that
mm-hmm.
was so interesting to see happening at that time, and now to see where they are now is just an amazing, amazing thing. And I'm so proud of them. And, you know, I just can't believe they're doing the things that they're doing, and that's great. I spent a lot of time, I guess you could say, working with youth throughout my life so far. And I coached a little bit. I have always been a mentor to young ladies and young guys as well, because I always focused on young girls because I thought that they were the ones that were always kind of pushed back and pushed down a lot, especially when they're
mm-hmm.
in school. You know, teachers
right.
never really focused on them. They focused more on the boys and less on the girls. And that starts to instill that low self-esteem. And when that steam train starts running, you know what happens. It doesn't stop until
right.
someone stops it.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
from there, I guess you could say this is who I am. I mean, I've played sports, I've played musical instruments, I've danced, I've done a few things, and I've been in a few arenas, I've worked on Wall Street, so I kind of
mm-hmm.
understand a little bit about what it takes to get into certain arenas, what it takes to sit at the table and have something to say when you sit at the table, and I want to share that information with young folks so they can have a better grasp and a better understanding of what the world really is like right now.
It's so important. Before you get all the way into what the program is, let's talk a little bit about some of the support that you have. Mr. Adams, who's also joining us on the show today from Breaking Barriers Fitness Center, he has donated his space for the facility. Mr. Adams, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. How's everyone?
How you doing?
Wow, thank you. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm
so
apologize.
I just wanted to find out quickly.
I'm great. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. What were you saying? Your house, honey?
Yes, I am, but I can still talk. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, it's okay. So my question to you is, clearly you saw some value in the program. What is your take on etiquette with today's youth, and why did you feel it's necessary to support Aurelia in this endeavor?
Well, you know, I've seen a lot dealing with breaking barriers over the years, the different things the youth are missing. Etiquette is definitely one of them. I have a visual disability, so I'm on the bus. And when I see how the kids react to elderly people getting on the bus, how they greet others, how they speak to teachers in school, and even when they go out to eat in restaurants, even with the parents sometimes, which is sad to say, how some of the kids talk and act and how they're eating. You know, I've seen numerous kids, number one, and I know everyone's going to frown when I say this, they're eating food. The napkin is right on the table, but the clothes is the best napkin they can have. Wiping their hands on their clothes, wiping their mouth
right
on the sleeve. I told you you would. And these are some of the things that I've noticed. And when she came to me, when she was told to come to me and she explained what she was doing, I said, you know, what Breaking Barriers do is a little different, but together they're a win-win.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I'm super excited because I believe that also the fitness aspect of etiquette is important too, because if you don't know how to take care of your body, you can't take care of your mind, mm-hmm. and it's all wrapped in mm-hmm. together. So I think that having this opportunity, which I'm so grateful for, would be something that would be beneficial to everyone involved.
And what would either one of you say, really you first and then you, Mr. Adams, what would either of you say to people that don't see the, you know, because nowadays folks are like, things are different, parents are different, students are different, you know, what's the use of, why do we need etiquette? Why do we need it?
Well, we need etiquette because we feel that because we're in this new dynamic, this new landscape of social media, you know, everything is technology, you still have to make that same approach. You still have to be able to communicate with someone to get in that same door. The doors have not changed. The approach has not changed. And the ability to get places haven't changed. Once you get there, then you'll have access to all of these wonderful things that are available to you. But if you don't know how to get there and you don't have the skills to get there, you are locked out. And that's what's happening to a lot of our kids today. They're being locked out because they have no clue that they need all of the things that were taught before.
Right. And then we can see that, especially when it comes to social graces. And that's, you know, I love to talk about social graces because they really matter. Even mm-hmm. for people that don't know they matter. You know what I mean? There's something like, I'm not feeling that. They may not know why, but it's a lack of social graces. So what are some of the things that the kids learn? What's the takeaway from the Village Mirror Etiquette Program?
The takeaway from the Village Mirror Etiquette Program is self-confidence. Our kids lack self-confidence because they don't know how to do certain things, and if you are not taught how to do them, you will not know that you're doing them wrong. And their approach is often disturbing as well as alarming and sometimes disheartening.
Disturbing.
Yes. And they need
disturbing.
To know.
Okay.
Yes, you know what I mean. They need to know that what they're doing and what they're saying is not correct. And this is the correct way. And I've said it before, if you know right and you know wrong, then you know how to approach it. You have options. If you want to do wrong, you can continue to do wrong. But if you know what right is, then you know I'm actually doing something wrong.
Hey, right. It's the difference between acting out of ignorance and then making a conscious choice to do something a certain way. Is the program for both men and women, for boys and girls?
Well, it is for both boys and girls. We started off with girls because for some reason girls are so more open to learning than guys. Mr. Adams, would you agree to that?
Yes, I would. I would definitely agree to that.
For all the men. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I would definitely agree to that. And here's the synergy between the two. Breaking barriers is based on the sport of rowing. My background is I'm a former world champion rower. And mm-hmm. in this sport, you know, it's predominantly white. And one of the challenges I had was even when I was here in the States, I went to Pittsburgh for a competition, and a kid came up to me and spit at my feet.
Mm.
I looked at him. It just so happened he was in the same race as mine. And after I won the race, I just put the medal around my neck looking for him. That was my way of, you know, getting back to spit at the feet. When I explained it to some of the kids training at my facility, the first kid came up and said, boy, if that was me, I'd have kicked this. Why? Why would you do that? Why would you show yourself like that?
Mm-hmm.
Etiquette. Mm-hmm. So the sport mm-hmm. basically the sport basically deals you with discipline, respect, teamwork, and you can see where etiquette fits right in there the same way. So that's why I think what she's doing works so well with my program, and my program works so well with her. And the bottom line is it's benefiting the kids who's coming in.
That's it,
boys and girls, and that's the big benefit right there.
Yes, and even though the boys will be reluctant, they're still in need of that same instruction.
What are some of the reactions that you get from the students, you know, when they first encounter the program? Like, do they look at you like, this is what you're teaching me? Or, like, what are some of the reactions you get from them?
Well, when we had our event on the 23rd of September, those young ladies came in and talk about attitudes. Yes, and they were withdrawn. They wouldn't look in your face. They would look down to the floor and talk to you. They were sitting bent over in the chair, you know. They were doodling on paper. And then once we really got into really speaking to them directly to them, letting them know that what you're doing right now is wrong, our guest, Angela Ellerby, he got up. Now, he's the guest. He got up and went to each individual person there and made them stand up, look him in the eye, shake his hand, and say, hello, my name is. That was so important because they didn't realize that they were supposed to address an adult in that manner. They didn't realize that when they meet someone that they have to look them in the eye to have a conversation because they're so used to looking down, looking around, and looking everywhere else because of the fact that they're not confident enough in themselves and their ability. When we got into more into the program and they started to really tell their stories, we got really familiar with what was really going on with them. And it made it even more clear how important the program was for these young ladies and the young men that hopefully will come to us. And their stories are of being in situations that are difficult, situations you and I may not have had to deal with when we were younger. They have to deal with on a daily basis. And they need to know how to cope. And they need some place and somewhere they can go to talk. We allow them to talk, to share their stories. Once that was done, they opened up to us and were friendly and warm. We got hugs and all that stuff. And it was just so nice to see that happen. I had a tear in my eye, but I had to turn around so they couldn't see it.
All right. How much of a role or what role do you feel technology or media plays in the fact that, you know, they have these particular, no, outside of the parents and not being taught certain things, but outside of that, them not looking people in the eye and looking elsewhere and so forth, and where there's a culture now where you have all of these things where you can avoid particular interaction like that?
Well, I believe okay, we have so many different things going on. I believe that technology, social media, that has taken taken their attention away from us and put their focus in a little bitty screen. That's one. Television, some of these TV shows are really training our kids to really act so improperly, and they're glorifying it. So it makes it, you know, at one point in time, it was cool for everybody to go to jail. So now it's cool for everybody to just act any way they want to act, say what they want to say, do what they want to do, and it's okay. But it's not okay. But this is what they're telling them. That subliminal message that they're getting is coming from these different aspects in regards to social media, technology, video games, all those things are showing them the complete opposite of what the truth really is.
Yeah,
I agree with that 100% because one of the things that I went through was a lady brought her son to train with me at the facility, and the first question she asked me was, how much money could he make? And I said, why? She said, because he has a good basketball game. He plays like Chris Paul. I said, well, how old is he? She said, he's 14. I said, well, I'll be honest. Rowing is an amateur sport. I can almost guarantee him a college scholarship. And from the scholarship, he can get a good job that would make him a lot of money. But he won't get paid like an NBA player that you see on television. That won't happen. I never saw that parent again or their son.
Yeah,
wow.
Not realizing
wow.
that those people that they see in those NBA players are like less than 6% of the population
that's right.
that actually does
yes.
that. less than that. So it's rare, but, you know, like you said, you see them all the time, you think it's different.
Yes.
And then you're also coming from a different caliber of parents. They're so much younger now. So the parents and the students are oftentimes listening to the same music, watching the same shows on television, you know, so there's some camaraderie in the way they think and the way they do things.
You're absolutely correct with that as well. And that's the other thing. You know, we are now in an era where grandparents are raising their grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because there's a generation, and I think that there is a generation that we kind of lost grasp on. We kind of lost them. And if we don't do something now, our future is in serious jeopardy. Serious.
Yeah, these are future leaders. And don't get me wrong, just for anyone listening, there are tons of kids out there that are at the top of their game. They're adventurous, they're educated, they make great choices, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
This is a program that's available for those that need that may not have that same access. How can people find you and find out more information about the program?
Well, we're on Facebook, and you can find us. The Village Mirror Etiquette Program is on Facebook. The Village Mirror is part of the Coco Express Show, so if you go on the web, the Coco Express Show, you'll be able to find information on our website. We have a special link just for that.
Okay.
I've opened up my telephone for anyone who wants to call. It's 215-221-2286. They can give me a buzz and we can discuss it at any time. We have an event coming up on the 18th of November, which will be at Breaking Barriers, which I am so excited about. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be from 1:30 to 4:30, and we're going to have this amazing woman come join us. Her name is Marilyn Ocasio. Marilyn Ocasio is a former Miss Puerto Rico. She's a former first runner-up, Mrs. New Jersey. She's also a Barbizon modeling instructor, and they have a method after her called the Marilyn Ocasio Method. And she's going to teach them self-confidence, and she's going to give them self-confidence skills. And that's important, you know, how to stand straight and tall, because a lot of our kids don't stand up straight. She's just going to kind of work on their confidence and give them confidence boosting exercises they could use once they step out of the workshop. They'll still have those skills that they could use going forward. And I think this would be just so perfect for what we're trying to do, because we're doing it in baby steps. You can't throw everything at somebody at one time and expect them to learn. So we give them, you know, a little bit at a time, and hopefully it'll help them as they move forward. And that's what we want to do. We want them to be able to move forward in this new landscape with confidence.
And how long is the program, and is there a fee?
There is a fee. The fee is $25. And what I wanted to tell you is, I have received such an overwhelming, so much support from the community. A lot of the times, some of the parents that I spoke with, they said that $25 is hard for them to come up with. And all of the children that attended the last workshop, they were sponsored by an adult they didn't know. So there are plenty of adults out there who have come on board, who said, I'll sponsor a child, it's not a problem, just to make sure that they can come and get benefit of this. And I thought that was great. And if I didn't get, you know, monetary donations, I got in-kind donations. I got people who donated stuff for the gift bags. People donated their time. I have to give a shout-out to Yvonne Thomas, Darius Garnes, Orion Ann Phillips, and Jackie McDonald. They were just so instrumental in keeping me from losing my daggone mind. And I know there's one particular gentleman I text like crazy on that day because I was falling apart, and I thank him so much for just seeing the text and not saying anything, because I probably would have just lost my mind. But these people, and it's a community, it's a village mindset that I'm experiencing.
Right.
And it feels so good to know that we are so invested in helping our community be better and evolve into something greater, that I just find myself sometimes just sitting, shaking my head, going, it's true. We do have a village mindset. It didn't disappear. It still exists. And I'm just so grateful. And I'm grateful to Dwayne and his partners. It's just overwhelming sometimes.
Now, is this the program's only in Delaware at this time, correct?
That is correct. We are going to work our way through Delaware, and we're going to move on out as time comes.
That is awesome. Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us today. And, again, we have your information for the etiquette program. Dwayne, is there a way that people can find out more information about the Breaking Barriers Fitness Center?
Yes, it is. They can go to www.breakingbarriers05.org. Or feel free to call me at area code 267-979-7219. Once again, the website is www.breakingbarriers05.org. Because I'm excited to work with her and bring this down to the ATL. Breaking Barriers is nothing more than an indoor training facility based on rowing, but it helps the kids with nutrition, conditioning, obesity, the discipline and teamwork needed for our youth, and then you throw in some etiquette, some kids would be something special.
All ready to go, right? Ready to face the world. Well, thank you guys so much, and thank you for the work that you're doing as well. Keep us posted so that we can share any up-and-coming events on the blog, but definitely keep us posted.
Thank you for the opportunity. I greatly appreciate you.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great, great day, and we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Good stuff, right?
Excellent.
Work.
Oh, my goodness. So necessary. And shout out to Aurelia for taking her time and having the passion to see that come to fruition, you know. And
it's interesting
that she's from Brooklyn and she saw people, you know, she's able to see people come bring their dreams to fruition as well as singers and, you know, independent artists. So that's good stuff.
Definitely. Yeah, and we're going to put out the information as far as like the sites and the numbers where you can, reach out, find more information, and also, you know, maybe you want to sponsor somebody, you know, one of the people in her program. You can do that, you know, support a kid, you know, kick up like, you know, 25, one or two kids maybe, or maybe 1 week.
Yeah.
You want to do something, you know, that should be cool to do, you know. I think I might do that 1 week or something.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Any of you may have to sponsor someone through the etiquette program.
Exactly.
But in the meantime, y'all know you can always come here for what? Great music.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. So let's get to it right now. Remember, you can chime in 646-478-5123, interviewcd@gmail.com. As we continue on with some music right now from the Poly Seeds featuring Chacha, it's called Intentions.
Down the light, baby. Who said we're real? Let's take the next step. You got such a good time together. Let's take selfies on God. Hey, we so bound together. I see you like always. Seems like you got it all together. So don't mind my bad intentions.
Baby, you just get a light. Oh, 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 o wake up every single morning with the world's best view.
Up your eyes and your thighs, your lips and chest too. She fresh to death, yes, extra special. Next step's the best step, yes, so let's move. We on it.
I don't wanna feel so mad. Oh, all of my life on the road. Doesn't mean I don't have time for you. Plenty I tried, almost came close, but none of them compare to you. So let's live our life more than one night. Promise if I could, I'd do it twice. What you say? Put them on pause, fast play. Hold on, I got more. I know my life can get so crazy, but as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fear. We can do this thing together. Close your eyes and take my hand. Whatever we have is something special, baby. Let's just take our chance. Was you. Who would have thought we wouldn't be married by now? We've been true lovers since high school. Let's live our life, dancing all night. You are where you should be, I want this for life. What you say? Put them on pause, fast flies. I know my life can get so crazy, but as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fear. We can do this thing together. Close your eyes and take my hand. Don't be shy, don't be scared.
Get up.
I won't jump, I don't care.
Get up.
Baby, move your feet, move your yours.
Get up.
Been waiting so long, hoping like your life can get so crazy. But as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fear. Close your eyes and take my hand. What we have is something special, baby. Let's just take our chance.
Divine, yeah, 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 so divine.
let me touch it. Every time I scream your name, focus, focus on what it's all about.
Money that he loves, loves. your finger on my trigger, you can shoot, 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 shoot. You know I hate it when you leave, boy, what you did to me. I'm gonna tell the truth, you know your touch is all I need. Got me feeling weak, oh, before you leave my side, come back over here and give me something to remember you by. You by, you by, you by, you by, you by. Give me something to remember you by.
I just wanna be high. Oh, baby, let's fly. I just wanna be high. I know what you feel.
this damn hole.
Politics, they kill me.
Yep.
But your love can heal me. Cause your love feels good when I'm down. You can pick me up. I ain't never in the dust. Got me falling deep down in your love. Oh, and we ain't never gotta rush. Kinda over all the hard times I've been through.
Love brought me to
and
you.
I finally feel loose. My heart, I choose. My heart been broke down in the dirt and I finally see through.
Raise hands, feel black. I ain't worried about stress. I'm talking about love, real love. You're the only thing that get me off of my head. Got me so far up that I could fly. Watch me fly. Keep me high in your blue sky. Watch me fly. I just wanna be high.
Think about it, think about it, think about it.
About it.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah. I was over here jamming. I was getting my steps in. Yeah. 10,000 steps a day. That's the goal. But, you know, our show helps me with that every week because I cut a rug, you know, while I'm listening. But at any rate, we're at the end of another show, y'all. And so that brings us to our Daily Slice. And for those of you that are listening for the first time, the Daily Slice is just a small slither of life cake that we share with you to reflect on for the day or the weekend or the week, month, year, life, whatever you prefer. And today's Daily Slice is in honor of the seasons changing because, you know, life has seasons that change as well. So today's Daily Slice is this. Embrace the season of life you are in, whether it's a season of rain or season of sunshine. Source is using it to shape you and prepare you for your future. Each moment of the year has its own beauty. And embrace the season because embrace this season and make it your own. So, I mean, basically, life happens, but you get to choose. And the only thing that can stay the same each season is you. You have control over that. You may not have control over the circumstances, but you most definitely have control over how you show up in them. And that is our Daily Slice for the day. Anything you want to add there, C?
No, I think that's appropriate, especially with the seasons changing.
Awesome.
It explains some of the cravings I've been having, too, given that the seasons are changing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thinking about,
changing.
You know.
Absolutely.
Thinking about pods and things.
Yes. We're conditioned, right? We're conditioned this time of year. And, you know, just like the bears hibernate, they start eating stuff to add fat so that they can sleep through the winter. But the difference is we need to not do that because we don't sleep through the winter. You know, we just add on stuff.
Yeah.
But at any rate, we want to thank you guys for joining us for another great show today. And we'll be here next week, same time, same place. So feel free to join us. Bring a friend. Until we meet again, have a great weekend. Peace.
About that all day, love it all night. Calling up your phone, I'm trying to hit. I'm still getting over what you did to me. You sent me a picture of you, and I was like, I'll be running 10 or maybe less. You can pull the Henny and then get me on my dress. Don't want no one else to do it best. You got me like, keeping me up like insomnia. But when we're done, I'm back in my car. We sit together, but we're better apart. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
about that all day, love it all night. Don't think about it every time I think about this. I know I'm cool cause I know what this is. I know I'm cool cause I'm a realist. We about that all day, love it all night. Don't think about it, think about it. Flew into LA, I'm on the strip. My whip and Calabasas come and pick me up. I'm not tryna hang, I wanna dip. I'm dreaming about you ain't gotta stress about no strings. I prefer it if we're on a touch, it ain't a ting. No, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. You got me like, oh, oh. Keep me up like insomnia. But when we're done, I'm back in my car. We fit together, but we're better apart. Like, yeah. Every time I think about us, I know I'm cool cause I know it ain't love. I know I'm cool cause I know it ain't trust. We about that all day, love it all night. Don't think about it every time I think about this. I know I'm cool cause I know what this is. I know I'm cool cause I'm a realist. We about that all day, love it all night, 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 night. Let's slow down. But when we're done, I'm back in my car. We fit together, but we're better apart. Like, yeah. Oh.
Now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app, look it in the mouth, get amazing services. Thank you.